This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed.
Hello to all the folks who are out in Schoharie County. Does that sound like a scary place, Schoharie County? Seriously.
What state is that?
That's in New York.
Oh, okay.
When I owned WSDE, which is in Cobleskill, I was always the talk of Schoharie County. And I thought when I first heard it was somebody not knowing how to say scary. So they threw an extra vowel, extra consonant in there, and it became Schoharie County, a place you didn't want to be, excuse me, on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Schoharie County it's a beautiful farm area, about 50 miles west of Albany, right on 88. You go up and, go and get at it from the interstate down Route 10. And I go to Sharon Springs a lot, where Jim McFadden has his quarterly. He's got a seasonal auction. Next one takes place a week from Saturday, I believe. And I will have a Kubota tractor in that auction.
Ooh, so, look at you.
Pictures. Yeah, exactly. All right, so happy holidays. We're into Christmas. We all know that the Christmas music formats are all over the place, and the stations are playing the hits, although there are some, I guess it depends on your definition of the hits. I like to think that in this circumstance, there are a few exceptions, like Darlene Love, the Ronettes, Mariah Carey, the songs that are identified with a particular singer, Jose Feliciano, Burl Ives, a couple of Frank Sinatra. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are the songs themselves, Andy Williams and, wonderful. There are songs and there are singers that are part of this that ought to be in the rotation. But then there are variations with great artists who have done renditions of the Christmas tunes, the secular Christmas tunes, like Jingle Bells, Gene Autry, you can always hear him, right? In the playlist, that sort of thing.
And then Michael Bublé, who does covers of all the standards,
yep.
And he's
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's very good. But then there are other, there are plenty of great versions of some of the Dolly Parton has some fabulous renditions of great upbeat Christmas tunes. I want to hear more of them. And some of the other, the more modern day singers, what's her face, who's the American Idol, got a talk show. Why do I always forget her name?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, love her. I just think she's adorable. She's got some great Christmas tunes that ought to broaden the playlist instead of playing up, because I'm a radio guy and I understand how this all works. They got 45 songs and they play them over and over and over and over and over again. Or they'll have some that they'll play as in an A list. Now this is probably too much into the weeds, but there's some songs, there are probably four songs an hour that come from the top 20 music, Christmas music of all time. So they'll make sure that there are at least four of those in each hour. And that's why you hear some of those same big pop tunes every 4 hours, because that's what they do. And then they sprinkle in different rotation, the B rotation. It's still too repetitive for me. But that seems to be what programmers think will work. That's their strategy. They've planned it accordingly. And because most people don't listen, the average person listens to this program about 48 minutes a day, which is much higher than the average time spent listening to radio stations in general, usually about half that, 24, 25 minutes, some 12, depending on if it's a news station, 12, 15, 16 minutes, that's it. So anyway, I'm just sort of getting into the nuance of Christmas, because James and I were just talking about Christmas music that we want to be able to play and invect into the conversations here and there, just to make us feel like we're in the holiday spirit. Here's the story. This is one that may put you there. Detective Michael Lollo is a New York police officer, spent a lot of his life responding to a lot of emergencies. But he never really expected his heroics would be, including donating a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
He noticed a billboard about an organ donation in Times Square, and then he looked up, found a newspaper article on the subject, and his interest was piqued. Eventually, after two attempts to donate a kidney fell through, he was linked up with Ruth Tizak, 59-year-old wife, married to a Marine. The recipient and donor initially remain anonymous. You know that. In transplants, you don't know, at least at first, where it's coming from. But apparently, even though they didn't identify each other, they bonded through letters. But with the surgeries being a success, they were finally able to meet. And their friendship became a family affair. Michael and his family met Ruth and her relatives, and they shared this last Thanksgiving dinner together.
Isn't that cool? Sweet?
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Very, very cool. That's the way, that is what Thanksgiving and the holidays are all about, I think, anyway, for me. Okay, but then, excuse me, there's this and there's that. So we were talking about the football player that got taken off of a flight in Miami last, was it Friday or Saturday? It was over the weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another disturbance. That wasn't really a disturbance because the guy was just, he was asleep or groggy or whatever. But here's a fight on a Southwest flight to Arkansas over the weekend. What is the matter with people? What are you, nuts?
Yeah, why are so many more people are unruly and there's so much anger anymore?
And by the way, hello, if you didn't notice it, this is the busiest travel year, you selfish SOBs. Mm-hmm. The busiest travel year. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
You want to travel on an airplane? Yeah. Anyway, this person was taken into custody by the FBI in Little Rock. They are the ones, you know, the FBI investigates all this stuff. So they're going to the U.S. attorney. This person is going to be sorry. They were coming from Houston to Columbus. There were no injuries, but these two people there were 192 people on the plane, and they started a fight. I'm not sure what the disturbance was about. Frankly, was it about in terms of Southwest? You never know what your seat is. So I can't stand that, so I don't fly Southwest. I want to pick my seat. I don't want to have to fight with people. I want the window. No, you can't have the window. I want the aisle. No, you can't have the aisle.
Somebody who flies Southwest, that's not exactly how it goes.
Well, it's the ABC thing in the thing. Yeah, I know. You get it.
And you pick whatever seats are available.
Yeah, I know. But I don't like that.
But nobody's like, move. I want to sit there. I called dibs. I called shotgun for the window seat.
There were 53 million people who traveled for Thanksgiving. And about 10% of those people were on airplanes. So anyway, this guy held a straight-edge razor to the throat of another passenger.
How did he get that on board?
That's a good question. Thank you. That's where I'd start. I'd want to know that. Thank you very much. Where are those glorious TSA agents that are sitting around in droves wasting time talking to each other when they're supposed to be? I have pre-check, so I pay no attention to them. They used to drive me nuts because they would stand around, talk. Then they'd pick some guy or some woman, some old woman in a wheelchair, and they'd want to take the wheelchair apart because we want to make sure there's nothing in there. Well, I guess in defense of them, what was it, last week, the week before?
The woman who hid a whole bunch of drugs, so many drugs in her wheelchair. And the whole thing was the wheelchair wouldn't move. And that's why they came over to see if they could help her. And then they were like, wait, something's fishy about this wheelchair.
Yeah. Right. Anyway. I take a deep breath here because here we go again with COVID. Now that Fauci has shown up on Meet the Jerks on NBC, there are experts, quote unquote, coming out of the woodwork talking about either trying to clarify what he said or talk about the emerging COVID variants and scare the hell out of more people. This is a Biden thing. You're supposed to go get the booster shot and the flu shot as soon as possible, because if you don't, we're all going to die, which, of course, is nonsense.
Well, eventually we all will.
Yes, we will.
Not because of COVID.
Well, some older folks are dying because of COVID. I buy that. And there are some children who've had this variant, this new variant, who have weakened immune systems that, unfortunately, there are a lot of hospitals, L.A., for example, 90% capacity in the children's wards because of this, what is it called, RSV?
Oh, RSV.
RSV,
yeah. It is. It's bad. It's really scary for parents to have to witness that with their children.
So as a matter of fact,
COVID. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jay.
I was just going to say, with COVID, when that was first coming out, one of the things that people kept, in the medical field, kept assuring everyone was that if you have a healthy child, unless your child has is immunocompromised or anything like that, cystic fibrosis, if you have a healthy child, this does not seem to be going towards children. It seems to be going towards an older population, where now RSV is just more prominent than it typically has been in the past. Yeah. And it's reminding people that children are susceptible to very deadly illnesses, even if they are incredibly healthy.
So what are you going to do with Mac? What do you think? Mac's 2, almost 3 years old now. What happens with you concern? How are you protecting him? Do you have a strategy, a plan? Does it involve shots?
Just what we've always done, and even we did our practices we did prior to Mac. We've always wiped everything down. We were those people getting on a plane and wiping everything down with Clorox wipes long before a pandemic.
Right. The trays and all that stuff that are crawling with bugs.
He has gymnastics and he goes and does that and has fun. And we don't keep him home, but he takes vitamins. He takes immunosupport vitamins. He is vaccinated with everything. He hasn't been vaccinated for COVID because he hasn't needed it. He's had COVID. So he's had that kind of immunity. Well, I mean, he's had it twice within, 4 months?
He had a lot. Los Angeles County is strongly recommending wearing a mask indoors now. That's the first time that's come back around to that reality. 18 after, this is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We'll be right back.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, we are 23 after the hour, another hour of power here. Social media in the focus on the Good Day Show with Jay Kirshner digging into celebrity news that's trending. One of the stories has to do with Shakira and a tax fraud case. Oh, that sounds juicy. Let's get into that after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. So I'm not necessarily a fan, but I do like the songs like this that keep your body moving, your toes tapping.
Mm-hmm.
She's well known, 45 years old, won a Grammy. She says authorities have violated her right to privacy. She's been sued for tax fraud, and now she's suing.
Yeah. She calls it a whole smear campaign.
Why would they want to smear her?
Well, she said that they violated her right to privacy by handling matters so publicly and without the presumption of innocence, the whole innocent until proven guilty, whereas right. In today's society, it's almost the rhetoric of guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
And her legal team is reportedly saying that she's not liable for this tax bill, that she's being accused
of almost 14 million bucks.
What's that?
I said it's almost 14 million bucks. I want to claim I'm not liable for it either.
Yeah. Frankly. Well, according to a Spanish law, you have to pay taxes if you spend 183 days or more in the European country in one single year. Well, apparently she didn't live there during this time period, so they are saying that she owes this money from she earned between 2012 and 2014. Her people are saying she didn't live there during this time. She's not liable for this, but if she is found guilty, she could face up to 8 years in prison and a $24 million fine.
Oh, come on. the tax collectors are as bad over there as they are here.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. I didn't realize she was that popular. She's making that kind of dough.
Oh, she's worldwide. She is an international superstar.
Right. So anyway, if that's the case, she played soccer. When did she play?
She was married to a soccer player.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so is this get adjudicated quickly, or is she trying to adjudicate it in the press, which, you know, may have some influence? It's not like Spain was that honest. I think there are a few officials over there that are somewhat corruptible.
Well, the Spanish prosecutors are the one who brought this into the public eye.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, Bob Dylan has used an auto pen to sign his book. And apparently some of the people who spent $599 on a limited edition of his book, there were 900 copies, The Philosophy of Modern Song, are upset after finding that the autographs weren't really his. He auto-signed it, and he's blaming it on COVID. Good luck with that one. Huh? Come on. You can't sign, you lazy so-and-so.
Because it's not an actual signature. It's like...
No, it's a print.
Yeah,
no.
He didn't sign it.
$599 for that. I want my money back. All right, so that's the Bob Dylan story. Here we are on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The right to gay and interracial marriage is setting up a final vote today in the Senate. The Respect for Marriage Act, after months of negotiations, puts the bill one step closer to being signed into law. Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the new SALT treaty this week that would have been the first arms reduction talks since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. It beat the old record set by Apollo 13 in 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10 cans. It's glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Wow,
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Michael Bublé is so...
Yes, the aforementioned Michael Bublé getting us into the mood a bit, as it is the Christmas season, and appropriate for us to now be in a Christmas mood or a Christmas mode. Or do we wait another day because today is Cyber Monday, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, right? So you got all the stations all over the country that are doing things to benefit various outfits that are nonprofits, right? Mm-hmm. Give to your favorite nonprofit tomorrow if you're in the mood, in the mode, if you will. There are a lot of states that have Christmas funds. They use the money to give to homeless shelters or to food banks, all that sort of thing.
St. Jude's. How many? Was it Toys for Tots, Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I always love it when the big supermarket chains say, we're going to help all of the homeless come in and buy food and put it in the boxes outside. Like, they're not doing anything. They're giving you a box to put food in that you buy from them and put in the box outside. So,
but it gives so many people the opportunity to do it, which they normally wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
Let's be honest, we are a convenience kind of society.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They might do one better if they just said, okay, everything in this aisle today is free. So go help yourself to all this stuff and put it in the donation boxes outside. That would be a little more, I think there's a little bit more a genuine feeling about actually giving, right? Wouldn't you say? That's giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or take it upon themselves, because there might be some people who go in and take those free items for themselves rather than donating them.
Ah.
Yeah, just go ahead and just say, hey, you know what? We're going to take the stockpile of inventory and we're going to donate this. And then anybody else who wants to come in and give a monetary gift as well, we encourage you to do that. That would be awesome. But at the same time, we can stop being curmudgeons and just say any way, shape, or form that you can help another human being, go for it.
Okay. Now, Captain Curmudgeon will take off his hat now. Whatever imagination, that's neat if you can come up with an imaginative way. Sometimes people just think, okay, they heard that. Okay, I'll do that. The power of suggestion. And that's what we'll have plenty of between now and Christmas. Here's something that may help you if you want to move. Tired of Los Angeles? There's an historic Italian town that'll give you $30,000 to move there. Now, this is not just any town. This is actually a beautiful, the sea around this. I know this area of Italy, and the water in the Adriatic is absolutely gorgeous. You know how you look some in the Caribbean, the water looks like turquoise because of what's at the bottom?
Yeah.
So clear. This town is a wonderful little town. I will tell you, I've been there. It's in the heel section. It's called Puglia. And they'll pay you $30,000 to move there. It's not on the sea, but it's pretty close to the sea. A lot of beautiful old houses that are there. You can buy a nice house for $25,000. I have a friend who actually is he's my computer expert, and his name is very Italian, because he is Italian. His mother and father from Italy came over here, and he's still very tied. He told me the story last year about him buying a house over there in this part of Italy where he came from, and he paid $40,000 for what he calls a mansion. And he goes over there a couple times a year, spends 2 or 3 weeks, brings his family, that sort of thing. And in a way, there's a romanticism to that that's very cool. I think that this, if I were able to do it, I'd do it in England. I probably wouldn't do it in Spain. But still, there are some, you know, depending on your background, Ireland if you're Irish, Scotland if you're Scottish, France if you're French, you know, wherever, Spain if you're Spanish, there are lots of beautiful, listen to me talking like an old timer, beautiful, a lot of beautiful places in Europe.
But there really are, and especially in areas like this where, like for instance, this location in Italy, there are these homes that are just completely abandoned. And so the $30,000, they're really like, we'll use half of it to purchase and then the other half to restore it.
Yeah.
And then when you get to restore something, it's like it's yours. You get to design things how you want them to be.
Yeah. It really is. I think there's something about this. It's very cool, very clever. So there it is. I've dropped another idea on you. Thanksgiving over. December days away. It's officially the Christmas season, giving all that stuff. The prices are high this year. Budgets are tight for a lot of people. Jay and I were talking about that earlier. And my suggestion to you is that you do not compromise just because you may not have as much money to spend. There are a lot of options, a lot of things you can do that don't cost a lot of money. Just be a little creative, a little adventuresome, do a little checking out, because there are a lot of things that you can do. How many people still do it yourself stuff? Like, do you make stockings? Some people make stockings, or they make scarves, or they, I was with somebody a month or so ago, I'm trying to remember who it was, who was knitting something. Was I on a plane? I don't even remember, but I remember, because I hadn't seen anybody knit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody? Does your mother, Doris, does she Knit.
My mom doesn't knit. I know some people who knit, but I always see it at sporting events. When you go to a sporting event, there's always somebody somewhere in the nearby vicinity who has their needles, and it's like they just need their hands to be occupied, or they're trying to make things, and they're like, well, since I'm going to sit here and root for my team, I'm still going to go ahead and knit.
Yeah. Well, there's mindfulness here. I think you're, if you calm down and look around, you'll find a lot of great ways of enjoying the holidays. Okay, we haven't done any politics today, and I thought I'd spend some time talking about Kevin McCarthy, who's not my fave. I think he's an opportunity. Oh, I don't know. They're all, I guess, that's silly for me to say. He's Adam Schiff. They're all a bunch of phony balonies. And don't we wish we could find some real people to do real politics and to make real decisions and to get real things done instead of all these people who just think about themselves. McCarthy is so involved in this fight to make promises and proposals and cajole and deal, because there are a lot of reluctant Republicans who don't want him to become the House Speaker. So he's trying to, there are two or three others who are sort of nipping at his heels, but he's made all of these commitments over the past week or so to try to solidify, what, he's got 218 votes, right? You need 216? Yeah, you need 216, yeah, to be in the majority. So anyway, he says he's going to get there. He's making a lot of promises. You look at he's wearing the suit. I'm looking at a picture of him wearing a suit. Got to be $1,400-$1,500. Anyway, the tie's got to be, I mean, I know clothing. My father's in the clothing business. I've been around expensive clothing all my life. I've bought a few expensive suits in my life. This guy is wearing an expensive suit with a tie that costs a couple of $100, mm-hmm. a shirt at least $150. So where do these guys get this kind of dough? They aren't, you know, they're making he's, as Speaker of the House, I think he makes $194,000 a year. That's not chicken feed, but who's making $194,000 that's paying $1,000 for a suit? At any rate, I'm being petty, I suppose, there in a manner.
Well, sometimes you always wonder about generational wealth as well.
Yeah, that's
right. Not that every politician has it.
Yeah,
but
right. A lot of them have that freedom. And yeah, you're right. Okay, not fair of me to say that. Anyway, so he's promised when the Democrats were still in, they dumped a bunch of people from committees, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a trip. No matter what you can say, she's just a trip. You know, AOC is a trip, the two of them. So you can be sure that Marjorie Taylor Greene gets back into whatever committee assignment that she was in that the Democrats booted her out of. And AOC will get booted out of whatever ones, because that's how they do things, right? It's like child. Na, 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 na. You got me, so I'm going to get you. Na, 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 na.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the most ridiculous part of all of this is that he's cajoling members in of his party who want to impeach Joe Biden. All right, here we go again. Joe Biden, we're going to impeach him because of his hiring the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is somebody that apparently they don't like because he's not handling that. And I get this. The border situation is disgusting, deplorable, outrageous. It's just like, who left these people in charge? You could say, well, we did because we voted him in. I didn't vote for him, but somebody did, obviously. I didn't vote for Alejandro Mayorkas. He's a bumbling fool. He's made a mess out of this stuff, and nobody seems to be stepping in to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about high-profile problems.
Does impeached even mean anything anymore?
Nah. So that's why I laughed about it, because it means nothing. Zero. It doesn't mean a doggone thing. So why waste your time doing it? All right, more coming up here. Stand by. 45 after. This is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Lanes, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Keep it moving, Stefan. The Doug Stefan Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I, focusing on Houston for a moment because everybody there is going to boil water. Do you see this is the fourth largest city in our country. Everybody was told to boil water. The pump that drives the water system has failed. How can you have a city of 3 million people and you don't have a backup for the pump, for the water system? Huh?
It makes you wonder after that power outage. Why does this still happen in today's world? We are in 2022.
Especially what we're paying in taxes. Yep, exactly. All right, speaking of that, I was talking, we were paying attention to Fauci and what he says about COVID and yada, yada. I was looking at a survey of what's happened to students since COVID began and how far behind we are, how children's education was hurt by the closure of the school system, even though some of the school authorities will tell you, oh, no, we did everything online, everything was great. No, not at all, not even close. Fourth to eighth graders, four, five, six, seven, eighth graders, sweeping declines, down 40% in terms of acumen when it comes to getting to the eighth grade, when we're talking about math, understanding math. The National Assessment of Educational Progress has been done, and the remote learning situation, I mean, I don't know how you got around it, except I think people should have gone to school and worn masks if that was it, and
we've seen that remote learning can work, because how many students are homeschooled and have been homeschooled before the pandemic, but that's something that was chosen and set up, where some of these kids, if you don't have access to a teacher, you're not asking questions, and a lot of these times, especially with math, the core math situation, parents can't even help their children with the homework.
Yeah, it's really incredible how much money we spent giving and spending more to give people the tools that they supposedly needed and they weren't used. But this is an indictment of the public school system up the wazenga, as far as I'm concerned, and the fact that we went along with all that scare stuff. It's 10 before the hour, folks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Russians are the bad guys in this movie, has to be. Not any great vibrations coming, echoing with this tune. Chucker, Charles Curry is here. Movie Moments, he's our movie man. What's the scoop with this?
That's the theme to a movie called The Abyss, James Cameron's movie from 1989, which actually was a fairly decent box office hit. I'm a big fan, so one of the great director's cuts of all time. It starred Ed Harris in probably his only lead action role. I thought he was awesome in that movie. He turned.
What do you mean? He was in. What are you talking about? Ed Harris was in the thing with Sean Connery on the Rock.
Yeah, I'm talking about the lead. He wasn't the lead though. The lead.
Like he's the lead, and I think he got more. He's like Westworld, isn't he? The lead in that.
He's got a big part. Well, he's had 110 acting credits. He's had a great career. He morphed himself into a character actor, but he always brings a lot to the table.
Good
presence. But I love The Abyss, and here's the thing about James Cameron's The Abyss. It's not on Blu-ray, and it's very hard to find. It's not on any streaming service, I think, but one obscure one. But if you wanted to watch this movie tomorrow, it's not easy to find. I don't understand why. It's a big-budget film from 89, and one of the great directors helmed that film. But I love Ed Harris in that movie. 72 today, Doug.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him. You know, I don't know why I got into this. I was falling asleep.
You were?
Yeah.
At what time, like 4 in the afternoon?
No, it was in the evening.
Okay.
And the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly came out.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was thinking about Lee Van Cleef, who was an essential bad guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody in the world would know him when they look at it. Like Jack Elam, right? Another great character actor from Cowboys. Everybody knows. And I didn't realize that Lee, I saw him when I was a kid walking. It was the strangest thing. He was walking down Broadway in New York looking at a jewelry store, and, you know, very recognized, everybody recognized him, but he wasn't dressed up like a cowboy. So it just seemed strange. It was one of those funny, silly things. And the same with Jack Elam. Everybody
I don't know, he reminded me of a guy who always appeared like he was in his 60s in his entire career.
Who, Jack Elam or
Lee
Van Cleef? Yeah.
Yeah.
He Lee Van Cleef died.
Yeah.
He was only 64. Apparently was a big smoker and he had a heart attack. And I was just looking up Jack Elam, who died at the age of 73, another character actor. But these people lived, they went from
hard
one
life,
movie.
Huh? They lived a hard life.
They worked and they lived the way, you know, they all played and partied and stuff. I mean, why do you think John Wayne died at 72 and Richard Boone died at 69? All these guys. John Wayne and Richard Boone.
You look at Richard Boone, though. He looked much older, no?
Yeah, he did. Right.
He looked a lot older than 69.
He and John Wayne used to go down to Mexico every weekend and have a big party.
Wow.
They'd drink and never go to sleep.
I wasn't invited, but okay.
No. All right, box office totals for the weekend.
Okay. Interesting week. Really not a great Thanksgiving. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, $45 million over the three-day weekend, $367 million in 3 weeks. That's solid. Now, Disney's Strange World, new animated film, just 11.9 over 3 days, $18 million since opening on Wednesday. Reports in Variety say this film is a clunker. Box office, obviously, will lose about $140 million.
What movie's a clunker?
Disney. Yeah, I mean, no, the box office is a clunker. But again, they're confusing people between theatrical and streaming.
Of course they are.
And, it's again, their own another fault. Self-inflicted wound.
It's their own, exactly. It's all their own fault.
Now, here's a good story. Glass Onion, Knives Out story, played on like 600 screens, did $15 million in business since Wednesday. It will be pulled from theaters on Wednesday night, be dormant for 3 weeks, and then pop up on Netflix as their big release for December.
So why did 23rd. Not... I didn't see that. I would have thought my theater.
It's only an AMC, Regal, and Cinemark sharing about 600 and something screens. No independent movie theaters got this. Obviously, it would be nice if this was a full 45-day theatrical release and then Netflix, but that's not the direction that they went in. The movie you went to see, Devotion, did around $9 million in 5 days. That over
it's
budget of 40.
I'll recommend that movie. It's a great story. It's an eye-opening story, but it's a wonderful human interest plus action.
Glad you liked it.
Story. And the bad guys are the Chinese. So you take it for the Koreans and the Chinese are the bad guys. go from there. All right, Chucker, good job.
Thank you,
exceptional job, as a matter of fact. So you'd like to come back tomorrow and do the same thing, right?
I appreciate it.
All right, me too. 59 after, this is Good Day.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.